Welcome to the Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions with your Game Master, Michael Wilson. This is part 4 of the Custom Sandbox adventure, Buried But Not Forgotten. Enjoy. Okay, so when we last left you guys, you guys were searching for a chest and a girl. And you had found both of them at this goblin camp. Manfred had used his invisibility, and he snuck around, checked it out. You guys formulated a plan where he caused a distraction, killed the chief. You guys went, took out one of the towers, headed down, killed the orc, and now you ended up with what? Two of you was the Conrad and Lars are now down in the.
And Ragnar said he climbed down as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ragnar, Lars, Conrad and Grimpa are now down in the camp, and after killing the orc, all the goblins now are checking you guys out and just realized, hey, we're being attacked.
I'm gonna sit here, go back to sleep.
So I'm gonna roll some initiative.
If you want.
I don't see why.
Yeah.
So Ella and Manfred are still up on the edge.
Manfred.
Well, Ella's up in the tower. Manfred is up on the ledge before the tower, right?
Yeah.
With the chest.
He just climbed
with
the
ladder.
Like halfway home already.
I'm just gonna watch for a little bit. I'm gonna leave.
See, the thing is, he just needs us to get home because he'll be afraid of the spiders in the forest. He can't leave.
Good point.
I can turn invisible again.
Yeah, not
long. That's gonna be so happy when I turn invisible.
You're gonna get lost in the woods.
I got observation. I can make it.
You're gonna test how far he can take the word can't.
Wouldn't be the first time you left some buddies in the. That wasn't the forest. That was a swamp last time.
Yeah, it was.
Swamp.
He left him in the swamp. He did leave them alive. Of course, they died soon afterward. But they were technically breathing.
Already. So there's not much one guy can do against. Sorry. I got these though. That's to make you feel better.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That was probably the high point of the gathering storm.
It's a story we'll have to ask you about sometime.
Yeah.
Good luck.
There's no one who knows about it. He was the only survivor. So. All right.
Anybody can get it out of him. Ella can.
And then whole started on it, actually.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute, but you can't. Oh. Wait. He can't get past the spikes without going up into the tower, right?
He can squeeze through.
I can squeeze through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But he's not going anywhere. He'll be afraid of the spiders.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He wants to hate us, but he can't live without us.
The promise of 1 gold, 60 silver.
I'm just going to go ahead and
back.
Have a long. The long, it means they're 2 zones away. So, let's see. What did I have for? There's the 2 buddies who are medium, who are 1 zone away. So medium range.
Those
right?
are the 2 kind of like well-kept goblins?
Yes, with the symbol of the crudely drawn black fist mm-hmm. on their armor, who look like they're much more, they're trained, so to speak. And the rest of the crazy wild ones with the yellow. Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3. Right now there's 4 kind of gathered around the body, but there may be more elsewhere. Well, there definitely are more elsewhere because there's 2 towers and 2 gates.
Indeed.
Or 2 remaining towers.
And the girl is in the opposite direction.
Yes, the girl is,
is she awake? Is she helping out?
Yeah, she's waking. She's awake
no,
now.
No, we just climbed out. It's only been 1 turn.
Hurry up, guys. Jeez.
It's only been 1 round.
They did pretty good.
That was a perfectly executed attack. Oh, I mean,
2 hits. That's
we did about as much damage as we possibly could have before they were alerted.
Which is probably just necessary, not necessary.
That reckless clue always.
So you're medium range away from the pens. It'll take you, some time, obviously, to open them up.
Let me save the girl.
No, I'm closer.
So we have an initiative. So we're in initiative right now. These aren't all the goblins in the camp. They're just the ones that are you're dealing with right now.
Striking distance.
Who's first?
Someone. We have 1 action first.
How far am I from her?
You're down, actually. So you're down. You're in this group here. Oh, wait. No, you're not. You're down that's the ladder. Okay.
Ragnar, do you want to take the first action since you were Ella, since you guys haven't gone for it?
It's a good thing to take a picture of.
Nice time. I like how far away I am.
I'm
mean, oh, they can.
Yeah, we're not going to be signing them off photos or take.
I was just going to move.
It's not even
the 3D. Even further away. She's up into Tala.
What are you doing?
I just moved her.
She's behind. This is you?
Yeah. Do either of you guys want to go? Because if not, one of us will go.
I'm gonna see how you guys do.
Yeah, I want to see what you guys
do. I'm turning on the spot and running towards the gate where she is locked up. With in my head, kind of hoping that I'm gonna be able to just with one huge cleave cut the lock right off whatever's holding her in.
You said it wasn't locked.
Oh, there's like a pin.
Oh.
Holding. I mean, I'm just hoping to like smash it open and then grab her.
So you're going to run over there, so you're, and you can. There's nobody there, so you can just technically, engage the gate. All right, make a. I'll give you a weapon skill check. Yeah.
Okay. During the rally step of the last game.
Yeah.
That would have taken up one recharge token. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so I'm clear on this one.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Recharge.
So I will do a.
And go
with my two-handed sword,
one. So
I will smash into it. Difficulty.
Let's just make it average. Give yourself an extra white die just because it's a big two-handed weapon, and
stationary target.
Ooh.
I fail.
Ooh. You fail.
I neutral out with a couple failures.
Just okay. Take the pin out. Just open the door.
Overzealous.
It was meant to
ram
have some dramatic flourish that didn't quite get happen.
I'll save you.
We're here to rescue you.
All right.
Sword flies.
So you go and you smack you hack into the wood, and you cut the pin, but now the wood's now bracing the door a little bit, so it's going to take just about as much effort to. But there's part of the wood's gone, so if maybe another hit, she can crawl out,
She's conscious.
I'm just going to help her.
She's awake, but she's at the far end of the thing. Not all of you, she's kind of scared of. This entire engagement is...
Afterwards, they say, oh, by the way, I'm here to rescue you.
Not chop you like I did this wood. That was practice. You're next.
She has a lot of confidence in you, seeing how you just... fail to open a simple contraption on her lock.
It must be really strong dwarf wood.
Alright, so that's your action. The next, let's see, next is going to be the two non-tribe goblins. They're going to show up one.
Yeah, Lars is sort of like, come on.
And one, two. So they're going to burn.
You should have took Grandpa with you. Why did you leave him?
I really want to open this chest. I'm all by myself. I'm really thinking about opening that thing. Just screwing everybody over.
You shouldn't look at it from that perspective.
I'm trying to figure out how to get him up into the tower with me.
Yeah, good luck.
Because I want to offer him to, it's safe up here.
In the tower? All
right. In the tower. You have, come on up here. Help me out with this.
All right, what's your defense, Lars? So the two, I'm just gonna move them there, and we'll
attack. I have a defense of two.
Defense of two. Okay. All right, so get two black dice.
I'm gonna do an improved block.
Okay, improved block. And then that's weapon skills. So it's one, two, and three. I'm gonna give them
all special.
And this guy is going to use their one expertise die. Their one expertise die that Goblin's got.
Oh.
I think that's a... Oh, no, that's one, two, three, and one, two, three. That's a delay, so I'm going to... They kind of get in everybody's way here. And that's a Bane. Do I have any problems with a Bane? No. So, yeah, first one comes over. He looks incredibly determined, and he looks like really pissed. Obviously, that he killed his buddy, the orc. And so he runs over, and he just starts these stabs that they look like they're going for like a normal attack, and they kind of go a little low and like, oh, kidney, oh no, well, and you're just like blocking, but you're a little surprised. They're obviously going for some. Yeah. Is there some clever, opponent? It's a more clever opponent than you're
sloppy. We're not seeing any indication that they're getting ready to flee.
Not yet.
Can I?
And he screams out. He screams out. Wah! And it seems that everyone gets a little like charged up.
Uh oh.
From where I am in the tower, can I see Manfred holding the chest?
Yes. Now you can, because he is now visible.
Okay.
And up there.
So and you're not heading up to the tower.
No, I'm waiting to see how this goes. Then
okay, I will now exit my tower and come towards you.
All right, well, okay, you have two actions before they go again. So who's going to take them?
I'm going last, because I'm going to see how you guys do it.
I will go and... I will have Grandpa move up and engage, so that's obedience to engage with them.
Okay.
And I will move up and engage. I'll take the fatigue for that.
Okay. Don't forget we have two on the party. Because you guys aren't really that good at, you know, wilderness stuff.
Okay, and I'll use Tooth and Nail on this one. So, one purple.
Yeah, I wanted this first encounter to kind of have a little bit, you know, a little of everything kind of go, hey, you guys, you know how you're struggling out here? Hint. That's going to be a lot of that. I gave you a big map with a forest on it.
I'm going to want to invest in that.
Okay, Goblin. One for my weapon.
Just be proud that we didn't charge in the front.
And
you guys have really matured, which is sad that I'm not saying that sarcastically.
That would have been Lars' plan.
That was my backup plan.
That was plan A and plan B. Yeah.
Just to charge in.
Plan A and plan B?
Yeah.
What am I up against?
Plan A was B. Southgate was A and B.
What am I up against?
All right. These guys do have defense, so one. It's going to be a purple die and a black die. And he's going to throw in another one as an aggression point.
Another black die.
Black die.
What action is this?
Yeah, now.
That's quite the dice.
There's a lot of blanks.
That's an awesome chaos star.
One success and a chaos star out of all of that.
Okay, what is there anything on the card for chaos star?
Nope.
Okay, what was the attack do?
Hits for what was it? Hits for normal damage, so that is 8 damage.
And that's the one that Pierce has one. The one that.
Yeah, that's the one that he attacked.
Okay.
And you got those Pierce one.
You remember
Pierce one.
Yes. He hasn't attacked one yet. The one that attacked him.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay. Pierce one, how much total damage again? Sorry.
Eight.
So. Okay. Still going. Go ahead. I forgot someone, so I'll just have him go next the next time they go.
Really nice.
So he took a hit. Looks maybe like
yes.
Injured. Alright, I'm gonna do a regular melee strike on him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going with Rowan or Reckless.
And if that succeeded on Reckless side, it hits two people.
So it's one purple, one black?
Yes.
And one extra black for being over my
strength.
White guys are Grimpy. Grimpy,
yeah.
Anything for Acidus?
Oh, yeah. No, that you don't, only crits.
It crits on two, as a crit rating of two instead
yeah.
of a.
Yeah. Do you got something else?
No, that's for. They're under the wall, so they're all invigorated, so their cards recharge faster.
Oh, I'm scared.
Just really surprised.
That was my chaos star.
Oh.
Can I cancel it out with
No, you can't cancel chaos stars with Sigmar's comments. They're separate.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about over there? I'll be quiet. What's happening?
Let's see. So,
what are you two whispering about?
We're just deciding what she's doing. What she's gonna do while on her turn.
So
pay attention.
I have five. So three of them I'm gonna use for plus two damage. That leaves me two extra, which I can turn into a crit.
Two extra what?
Two extra successes.
No, the
boons.
The boons.
Yes. Now I'm doing the rule where you can turn if you take the highest success line. If you get extra successes beyond that, you can spend them on damage up to the number of ranks you're trained.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so, kind of complex to explain, but I think, yeah.
Basically, if you have excess hammers, some of them can be converted to excess
yeah. damage. Yeah, and since you're trained twice, you can do that two times.
So okay.
Did you hit the max line?
So I...
That's partially how...
I hit the max line, and then two more over that.
So you got two extra damage.
Yeah, so yeah. The damage total would be 14?
14?
Yeah, plus a crit.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's just gone. Well, he's just... Do you cut his head? Do you like cut him down the middle? Do you cut his head off, or do you just cut him in like Darth
Maul
style?
So he pierced him in the side. So I come up on the other side and just hack his head off.
Okay.
And I grimace, or give the other guy a stare down as I do it.
Not even yeah. You don't even look at him, and yeah. You completely demolish him. Yeah.
Wow.
Teamwork.
It's impressive.
Then we need a photo of that.
But I did get a Chaos Star.
So. Oh, okay. As you're looking away, his body kind of spasming a little bit, and he jabs you with the thing, so take a wound.
No one else saw that, right?
Ow!
He keeps grimacing every time he does something awesome.
Everything fine? Fine.
I'm good.
I don't know if you remember, but I had a Chaos Star, too.
Oh, you did. Go ahead and
lose
two obedience for the Chaos Star. Yeah.
Oh! That's big.
Oh. Oh, it's too late now, but remember you have a grudge.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so that's one action. We have...
You know, while we're doing retroactive things, we slew the orc.
Mm-hmm.
Can I recover my fatigue with my Everlander ability?
Sure, even though we technically...
No, not the party ones, but mine.
No, I know. If that's the case, then give me favored by fate.
What do you mean?
Because isn't that the trade-in for the racial ability? So the regional ability.
Oh, I see. Okay, you know what? Yeah, actually, I used favored by fate.
Oh,
earlier,
there you go.
So I mean, yeah. I'll keep that. Then.
For those keeping track at home, we technically don't have Heroes Call, so
yeah, we're going off. I'll swap that out later on.
Yeah,
the Midlanders, I can get rid of all my fatigue. So
you use favored by fate too.
Okay, so who's up, Ella or Goblins?
Who wants to be up? We have one more space and the goblins go. So one more. No, wait, you went.
Yeah.
And then you went. So yeah, it's goblins time. I actually forgot to have this guy go last time. So I'm going to kind of group him in with the rest. The other one that's engaged with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So this had recharged because they're all invigorated. And so he's going to try that.
Try what?
And create an attack.
I bet it's attack.
Me? On you.
Yeah. I'm going to improve parry that one.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to stay safe. Not near you guys.
Okay, and you have how much defense?
I have two defense.
Two defense. Okay.
And Grimpaw. Don't forget the...
And Grimpaw. So that's a bad. And...
Don't say I'm do nothing.
You don't. You're a dog.
He's got all the bonuses.
He can use his last aggression on that.
I tell him where to stand. Complex thing. I had to take training to do it.
Tactician, man.
Mm-hmm. Two hits and two banes. Okay.
Out here. I only have one soldier.
All right, he's going to hit you for 9 damage.
One
okay,
normal.
With improved block, end of the round is when we go all the way to the end and start over. And
yes.
Basically after Manfred.
Okay, so I have a soak of 8 right now.
Soak of 8? Okay.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So here's your wound.
If improved block is successful, you have plus one soak until the end of the round.
All right. But the two banes, he leaves himself over for counterattack. Next time if your next action is to attack him, you get a white die.
All right. Let me just set that right here.
And then it actually recharges.
Oh, that's quick.
Because it recharges one, and then they're invigorated, and so they lose another recharge because of the wall.
We need to stop this wall. The wall energy is palpable.
And then wall is too. So wall is a goblin thing.
Yo, yeah, what's a wall?
It's a green skin thing.
Wall. Should we explain wall like wall, afterwards wall. In like a role playing way, or should we like?
He called out like you screamed it, and everyone just started screaming it, and they all look like they're just like pumped, and they're so all psyched out.
Oh, it's like their rally cry.
Yeah, it's basically
Conrad will give you guys the down low when.
So is can any goblin initiate the wall?
Yes.
Can I tell him about it since I know
any green skin? Can
anybody who's nearby? I mean, is this really a time in the middle of battle to be talking about?
I was curious.
He seems really confused.
I
feel like I should tell him.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess history.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy explains why.
So, like, goblins and orcs and greenskins in general kind of like get really, really excited and amped up, and they what they call this like war energy, or like this kind of like, you know, excitement level. They call it a wah, and that wah can, it's also like a, it's a, it's a mental thing, but it also can, once it kind of, it takes a mind of itself after a while, and it, if enough goblins and greenskins start, like, this wah, like, builds and almost becomes, like, a horde of goblins, that then that whole thing is called the wah, and that wah is, like, a rampage or a warpath that they'll go on, so.
Oh, jeez.
It's like calling for, like, a global jihad or something. I mean, it's like
so a, it's more than just goblins, though, like, or could
all greenskins green kind of, like, will do, they, like, if a wah is coming, it's also, like, it's, an, like, a name for a, for a, it's a thing, not only, and it's also
so
a state
the orc
of mind.
Horde coming down in the town would be a wah.
That is a wah, yeah. Yeah. That's a sight to behold. It's literally like a tide of greenskins.
It's
so it, many get excited.
Like a swarm of birds.
Yes, it's like a swarm of birds.
It's like
or angry bees.
It's when you say it birds, it sounds more pleasant.
Yeah.
Wah and wah is
a swarm of hummingbirds.
Wah is kind of like aloha. It means a lot of things depending on how you say it.
Yeah,
it's like it's a, you know, it's a group. It's a mystical power. It's, you know,
gotcha.
The thing you just scream out. Inside. Yeah.
Mainly because there are limited vocabulary. It's, you know,
yeah.
And hopefully, and it like energizes them around. They actually can become more powerful.
Yes.
Through the masses. So the
it's
more
like
of them that are involved
mentality.
In it, very much, very
yeah.
much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just for mechanical purposes, on the greenskin thing, they can call a wall once per encounter, and there's a little timer, so it lasts so long, and it gives them more like an aggression. And then it also, while it's going, all greenskins have one extra maneuver, and they're invigorated, meaning their cards recharge faster.
Oh.
So they, yeah. It turns them from kind of crazy to, like, soccer hooligans, where they're just going through, you know, they're just trying to destroy everything in their path. Yeah.
I think a mob mentality is, like you said, the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Whose turn is it?
The other goblins. All right,
they
so.
They don't have to go. It's
all right. All right, so this mob, because they're invigorated with the wall, they boom, boom, and they're not engaged, but they're in with you. I'll keep these
they're
here
close.
Just in case more show up.
Hey, Lars, you got that handled?
Oh, we got it handled. I got Grimpy.
I'll go ahead and put this over here just for future reference.
Oh, it's at the gate out?
Yes.
What makes you think we're going that way?
Who says you're going there?
We're fighting our way through the tide.
Yeah, who says you guys are going? Something's probably going to be coming.
What?
There are still two goblins at the gate.
All right, so they move. There is a big engagement running towards you. They're not quite engaged with you yet.
Okay. So then we have two good guy steps left, right? Cranford and Hella.
Yeah. Just we're counting at home. There's four goblins, normal goblins. There's the one kind of other clan or other tribe goblin that you guys haven't touched
the Black Fist goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call these guys the Yellow Stripes.
Okay, who's going? We have two more actions.
I'm going to climb down from the tower and join Manfred and just hang out with him, but I'm still...
You guys gonna make some tea up
yeah.
there?
I mean,
pop
if,
some
you,
popcorn.
If you'd like some. I just need to make sure that...
You haven't bribed
I need to keep an eye on that box, alright?
Oh,
so,
you're kicking so much ass earlier.
Well, I'm still up above on the embankment, right? So I still have some vantage from up there.
Yeah. You're just at the far end of medium range, so yeah.
So, but I can't in this turn... shoot after I climb down, right?
I'll say it's maneuver to go down. It's just a little ramp you walk
okay.
down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there's no, there's not like anyone getting in your way. So,
is there anyone in particular I should be aiming my arrow at? Like, are there any that pose more threats than others?
So there's the one already engaged by Ragnar, Grimpa, and Lars. Excuse me. And then there's the four that are undamaged. All of them are undamaged at this point, so...
Is that all within medium range for her up there?
Yeah. I mean, it's one. It's medium to the ladder, and she's pretty much at the ladder, so... Yeah.
I mean, because I've only got two arrows left, so I want to use them wisely.
And if you're going to shoot anybody, I'd probably shoot at one of the ones that are unengaged, because the one who is engaged is probably going to get beat to a pulp in the next round.
Yeah. All right, I'll shoot at one of the orcs that are, or whatever, what are they? The
goblins
that aren't engaged.
Okay. Or you could save them and maybe, you know, shoot Conrad and Lars and put them out of their misery when it looks like they're going to die.
You should draw.
You guys are getting too happy. I got to, like, bring it down.
Draw the bow at Manfred and tell him to give you the box.
Hey.
Well, I don't... I don't need to be hampered by the box. He can keep the box.
She can shoot him when they get back to town, and he carries it the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, I'll be gone. Yeah. Right.
But anyway.
And I come back.
There's spiders.
We never find you. I'll be in your tower that's not complete.
How many difficulty, two? Or one?
Deal a contract.
To shoot one of the goblins?
Yeah.
It's going to be one purple.
Yeah,
well, it's one purple, just standard. There's going to be one black die because it's a goblin bow.
Yeah. Okay.
One for just the lighting. Okay. It's not great.
And then one white because they're in a group?
No.
One white because she feels extra badass since she just took off.
She does have the height elevation.
Right. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh. She gets more, she's about to be on fire. They dance down.
That one
did
not do so well. Two, three banes and two boons.
Whoa.
And otherwise a neutral.
Okay, so one bane.
One bane.
Net?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah, it lands. The bane is going to be the goblin you shot at. It lands on his feet, and he looks over at you.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Way to go.
Curse that goblin arrow.
Can I run behind Manfred?
For about 3 seconds.
Manfred, you and I are
back behind, 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 behind. No, she stands behind Manfred. Manfred goes invisible.
Awesome. Goodbye. Oh.
All right, that's Manfred's last.
Down to me. So I'm medium.
Take care of the Manfred.
Medium range.
What happened to all that badass and bloodlustness?
I mean,
now you're scared of a goblin that's like long range.
It's looking at me. Her wall energy.
I don't care about you guys.
Can you do your rainbow in the dark?
I'm distracted by the ball.
That's so dark. Too far.
Now I've got to listen to Dio.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I can hold that box for you while you do your thing.
That's okay, I got it. The bow is fine.
My turn, you shoot an arrow.
I mean, I don't mind at all. Like, I can, yeah, I've got two hands free.
I got it.
This plan's not going to work.
I might need more than one.
You take the box.
Might need more what?
There's a guy, like, walking behind you. Thank you. We don't like you already because you made us talk about our feelings.
You're on thin ice already.
I don't want to run out.
I really feel a little better about talking. I'm not going to tell you that.
Thank you.
Me too, but I don't want to say it. All right, I'm going to
try to be all manly right now. I feel bothered for you guys.
Channel and then quick cast.
We're no longer burdened by our, like, bottled up feelings.
That's right.
I feel free.
We're not going to admit it yet, but...
That's why Lars, like, bolted over.
Oh, yeah.
I just got 3 power.
He jumped a couple inches higher because he didn't feel burdened by it.
He leapt.
Oh, weight was lifted off his chest.
All right, so Manfred is magic darting the... Which god?
I'll take one.
Okay. They're now all alerted. Once the one looked up, they're all like, huh?
Dirty rat.
These guts us from the top of the cliffs.
Yeah.
Where's the boss? Who's in charge?
Me.
No, I'm in the boss.
I'm the boss.
No, I'm the boss.
Smack.
That's right. They need to start fighting because one of them wants to be in charge.
I smack them out.
If you'd like to spend your turn like convincing them to do that, then go for it.
We can befuddle them.
If you'd like.
Hammer.
I'm busy. I'm busy rescuing a free damsel in distress.
Clunkily.
This is the magic
still there.
Okay.
I want it open.
She's like, really?
All right, Manfred shoots like the one with the magic dart. What do we got?
It's like when the guy goes to take the...
Four boons and a comet. That's a success. That's a hit.
That's gonna be the hammer.
So then there's four boons. What is it? What can you do?
Seven and ignore soak, and I'll get rid of a stress.
Okay. Seven damage, ignore soak. I'm gonna have to get another little. Seven.
To whichever one you want. Okay, just into that group.
All right, boom. All right, he sears one with the magic dart. That's the one.
Yoink.
Yeah, we'll put a little red marker next to him so we know who he is.
That's fine, because they're all right now in a group. So.
Oh, did he do something?
Yeah, he just magic darted one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one you were shooting at. The one you shot at, he actually hit.
Oh. Did that take one hand or two, just out of curiosity?
one hand.
Okay.
He's got the chest. And he's
I'm just trying to keep things real.
No, I can hold it. I don't have to be. I don't have to be like all that. I can kind of just get it up.
Pretty realistic here.
But keeping it real goes well.
Yeah. You know, I can do it. I'm pretty skilled.
Okay.
Here, I'm gonna bump those because that didn't work.
Because at any moment, I'm ready to catch that treasure chest.
Well, good luck.
Should it fall from your hands?
As soon as you do, all of us will stare at you and tell you to give it to them.
Why? What's the difference if I have it versus him?
Because all right, top of the round.
You're a new person and you're creepy.
I don't like you.
Are we top of the round?
I hope a goblin meets you.
Somebody, well, hold on. The two goblins emerge far away.
They should go after him.
I remember way back when we did that first scales of war. All the minions kept coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would actually turn you guys.
That's what we died to.
I don't want that.
We all died at that.
I remember you made that last minute run. Just maybe I'll survive. Ranger. Yeah.
I jumped off too, or something.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
All right.
Idea for later, though.
I'm keeping track of how many have died, though. So.
I'm sure you are. And I'm fine with
you. Eventually can run out.
Oh, okay. Of goblins?
Yeah.
I just believe we'll make a stand and just, like, kill them all. I think there's a lot, though. I'm going to guess 20-something.
We know.
There are somewhere between 20 and 30 by your estimates. Nobody bothered actually taking the time to do a head count.
I have a feeling we can't kill that many.
I'm up here, so I'm fine.
I mean, you guys need to grab the girl and run.
Yeah. Well,
you so far have killed one goblin.
No, he hasn't hit it.
In hand-to-hand like this.
Well, we've killed one goblin.
Yes.
Two up top.
I hope you take
killed
it down.
The chief.
Yeah, but in this melee.
So we've killed six so far.
One, two, three.
Where's the five? One in the melee.
There's four. No, there's four goblins you killed. Two in the tower. One in the. One was the chief. One was the tender.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the one right here.
The one right here.
And then the orc. But the orc's not part of that. Okay, so five, yeah.
Kill this guy.
Good luck, guys.
Like, smash it.
That means we are 20% through this combat. If we go that route.
So one of us is up?
One of you guys is up.
One of you guys.
Are we circled back to the beginning?
I'm shouting from the top, grab the girl and run!
So I am going to now... I'll go since Conrad needs to get this girl out of here. He is going to compose himself and attempt to calmly, without his sword, open the gate.
You put your sword down.
Okay. wrench it open after hitting it. Okay.
Yeah. And they kind of like realizing like, that totally didn't work. Fine. Okay. And just force it open. And I say, I'm Conrad. I'm here to rescue you. And I put out my hand.
Okay.
She bites it.
And it'll take your other maneuver to keep your sword kind of.
How does she respond to my giant manly gloved hand?
Give me a charm check.
Can it include guile?
You flash her a winning smile.
I'm gonna mention that. Try to keep the.
This is you're trying to make yourself come off as
confident and strong and capable of rescuing her.
All right, that's guile.
She's in a cage though, so it's not like she has anywhere to go.
Homeboy here flourishes when guile is involved. That's like everything I have here goes up when I have guile. So I want it to be that above
that's
anything
so
else.
Mean. I'm gonna rescue you. That's a guile check.
Yeah. I want to reveal like this will actually work. So actually, that's gonna probably. I think the way I'm handling it is probably a little more reckless than.
Well, at the top of your turn, you move one space into the. Yeah.
So
it's not like she has a choice though. She's in a cage. Can he get like a fortune die for that or something?
Well, this part of this is also she's just scared all this
she
stuff.
She saw a guy's head blow up not too long ago. That's pretty freaky.
Yeah, but like
I'll pull you into something. Yeah. It's not the first head she's seen explode. So.
So she wasn't that traumatized.
Okay,
she's still
the
pretty traumatized from the first one.
Let's see difficulty of this. I'm gonna give it average.
One of those things.
Okay, and I will throw in my fortune die to make sure this happens the way I want it to.
All right.
She will listen to what I have to say.
Do you have any other...
let me see if I have any social ideas that will help me here before I roll.
You got any
unless
distinctions?
That was a really good roll. No, that wasn't. No, I don't have anything worthwhile. Okay. Hey!
Ooh.
All right, so those go, that goes. Those go. So three hammers and a stress.
All right, you have a stress. Okay, you get a stress from the whole thing.
You out-charmed yourself.
You
caught myself in a loop, a logic loop somewhere in the middle of that.
You look at... the thing is, you stop and you really look at her and you just get this the reality of this whole situation really sinks in, you know? just all the fear in her eyes somehow gets into you would have really get it. But it, apparently your mask stays, you know, good. Your face, you're still got that confident smile going.
I turn on the smolder.
Yeah. And she just snaps out of whatever kind of fearful, you know, runaway, like, flee instinct. And she gets up and she runs towards you. And
I say, stay behind me. Stay close.
She seems to be...
And I start, like, all gallantly, like, working my way out.
She seems to be not necessarily in a rational state, but you've been able to kind of switch gears mentally. Uh-huh. Like, if she calms down, she might completely break down.
Right, but I've got her, like, in the
zone. Yeah, and she's just tunnel visioned in, whatever I need to do.
Stay right behind me. We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And then
save me.
Internally, I'm saying, oh my god, don't fall in love with me.
Like all night video.
Okay.
She's
actually a princess girlfriend. There's going to be a love triangle. Lars, make a fortune die. Roll a fortune die for me.
The real question is.
But block it from him.
So you think that's cheating?
Okay.
Team Edward or Team Conrad, right?
You don't know.
Get out!
How dare you!
One Twilight's enough. Know, right? Two references.
Oh, I'm not saving.
I had him roll for it, but I didn't want you to see it. So
roll for what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Who said roll?
What?
I didn't say roll.
What?
Roll. Everyone can see these things, but you. So you know how it is.
What do you mean?
With these situations with
relationships.
You know, it's one of those things that you know you never see it yourself. It's always everyone else can tell you. So they got to see the role.
Basically, we're not worried about her falling in love with you. Is that what you're saying?
Or maybe they are.
We don't want to see his heart broken again.
You're just going to, like, let her go again.
Does she have a mutation?
Can I make a quick check
to see if she has a mutation?
No, you're a mutation. Oh. Nowhere you can see, but she's covered in mud and got a torn up dress. You know, who knows?
My last girlfriend died that way.
She has wings. She didn't die.
She died.
You left her.
As far as all you guys, in my head, she's now gone.
She's coming back.
I know she is. I know.
Okay, so she is now engaged. She is not engaged that way, but engaged.
I don't know anything about this.
With Conrad.
I'm going to rescue.
She's on this side of the
goblins.
There you go.
You married me.
I'm headed to the game. Okay.
Oh.
This goblin is he? Yeah, he's going to attack Lars because Lars is
dodging now.
Oh, also, over my shoulder, I yell that we've got the girl. We've got Ethelyn.
You're the only one who cares.
We got what's your name again?
Yes, I wrote it down.
It's two defense. It dodges just the one, right?
You're not going to confirm that she is, in fact, Ethelyn?
Her handmaid.
That's something we can confirm later, because right now, I don't know.
She has a giant gold chain that says Ethelyn.
Yeah, big E. A little bit of blame.
All right, you dodged right out of the way. I got three successes and three challenge, so that's it. He lunges at you, and you just kind of, you know, sidestep, and now you're kind of facing each other from a different direction.
Conrad really wants to be like a gallant knight now.
All right, who's next?
Let me get you a horse, a white horse.
Take him down for me, will you?
Okay, sure.
A white one, I like that.
Yeah, get a white one.
Need you to take him down.
Can we call it a steed?
Call it what?
A steed.
Sure.
You should call me a steed.
I will just do a melee strike on this guy, the one in front of me. Da da. He's a goblin, grandpa. My weapon. I'll go another reckless.
Ooh.
And he said he has what, one black die for defense.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do a fortune point for the rescue?
You haven't rescued her yet.
Sure, I'll throw in a fortune.
Felt like a rescue.
Well, yeah, it felt like
him.
In reality,
yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Almost literally. I mean, that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, you didn't talk about the fecal monuments.
I tried to just leave it at mud.
No, the brown stains.
There was that big green stain that was obviously goblin blood, but you know.
Which black dye was the one I rolled? Not like it matters.
This one?
I have no idea. It could be that one.
No, well, it's not. It's one of the ones with the fingers.
One of the veins.
You can't keep track. The GM gets to call it.
Okay, well, four,
you
six.
Another, to cancel it out.
Well, I'm one.
Oh, okay.
So. All right, six successes.
Wow.
Get me...
Melee strike?
Yeah. hit for 10 damage, pierce 2 now.
And you, you're over the amount of successes.
Yeah. But he's not trained, though, right? Or no, he is.
Yeah,
he's a dwarf.
Weapon yeah. skill.
So you got 1.
Yeah.
Was this your gun?
So, no. Um, 11 and pierce 2.
Okay. 11, pierce 2?
Yep.
Okay.
What attack was that?
Just melee strike.
But his hammer is awesome.
My hammer is really awesome.
So 1...
I'll retreat before you.
The biting axe with the hammer.
Yeah.
Cool.
He actually bought it. He rolled really well in finding it, really well on the charm check to do it. I'm like, okay, fine.
I charmed got that it cheap. So well.
And it was a dwarf. It was just perfect. Yeah. I'm like, okay, you can have it. After what he did, he is like, it's yours. All right, so I'm sorry, how much again? 12?
Yeah, 12. Pierce 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I can only do math in my head, I can't.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I'll give you a high five.
I have more respect for you now.
Is there one more of us? Yeah, one more of us to go.
Let's see. Who went? You went first, opening that up. Then he attacked, and yes, one more of you.
I'm going to chop the orc's head off.
Okay.
Because it's right there. I'm going to pick it up. Bow before me, Lars, Goblin Slayer. And I'm just going to let the blood drip on my head.
Okay. Wow. All right.
This is typical.
I wouldn't say goblin. I wouldn't What's call attention to the fact that you're killing them.
Make okay.
Oh, I want them to fear me.
Make an intimidation check. All right. So here's what you got.
Take a white die for creativity.
Well, no, hold on, hold on. Take a white. You get a white die because there you have because you did kill the orc. You get a white die because you cut his head off and you're holding it over you and you're drilling the blood on you.
Have you ever not done this?
He told me he was going to do it and I was like...
You got something with head.
He'd be rolling around, hauling up.
And fortune.
All right, so there...
A lot of just so you know, that rumor was
true. Bit someone's head off.
All right, here... their willpower is 2.
Yeah.
All right, my strength is 4.
So you're not more than double, so it's
1.
1. 1 thing. I'm going to give you a white die because Acidus also just invigorates you a little bit and gives you that extra edge. I'm going to give you a black die because there's actually 2 black dies to counteract the wah.
What about the number of goblins that he's trying to convince?
No, that's fine. Okay.
What about Grimpa?
Actually...
And I have a small dog.
Kind of only represents the one goblin and the wop.
Yeah, give me take one more challenge die. I know you're still probably gonna.
Are you helping me?
Challenge. I think you'll still you'll still succeed, but I think that
yeah you're trying to convince a tribe of goblins to sit
there.
Yeah, I'll assist by barking really loudly.
Is there anything else?
I mean, I want you to succeed as much as anybody else. That would feel dramatic.
Well, it might not.
Wow.
Do not succeed.
Wait.
Who succeeds?
Does he?
Yeah.
It's those double hammers.
Yeah, you got...
Oh, the 2 double hammers. Barely
4 bones.
Oh, wow.
That's it? Oh, no.
One hammer and...
1 hammer and 4 bones.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
All right, for 1 success... They obviously are shaken, and they start backing up a little bit. You can spend 2 of the bones on the stress if you...
You're super fatigued, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's not a physical action.
Yeah, you're not. You're not. Oh, yeah, this isn't going to make him less tired, but it would make him feel better. I'll let you do another maneuver, though, also, if you want.
Hey,
that's good.
Throw it at their feet.
Oh yeah, I'll throw it at their feet and let it roll between, you know, down this way.
Okay, they're obviously very distracted by that for a little bit, and they're kind of cowed. And let's
back up.
You think you've bought yourself some time.
Let's run.
You're not. You don't own them. You don't have. You know. You can't start commanding them or anything. But they're obviously having second thoughts, and now they're just like, some of them are getting interested in the head.
My attempt is to intimidate them so we can walk out slowly.
Okay. Do you want to... Oh, no, that was your whole thing. Okay. Unless you want to spend a maneuver and an action to cut off the orc's head, pick it up, do the thing, roll it.
I'm just sort of standing there.
Okay.
Blood dripping on my head.
You'll have to explain that later.
Every time.
All right, right now. Okay, so the goblins' turn.
It's
the goblins
covered in something.
Cower. That's what they do.
Son.
That's going to be a little harder to attack. If they're attacked, it may change things.
Yeah.
But they cower and look at each other confused, and they're like, they expect someone to tell them to attack or to run away or.
I'm screaming, run!
To the goblin?
To the goblins or us? Alright, everybody! So,
goblins!
So it's you two.
You're humanitarian.
So around us, there's no goblins that have been coming up this way, right?
I'm gonna leave. Turn around.
Giant spiders.
I'm ready to leave. Have you and the girl reached the ladder yet?
No, we're actually running towards the gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we're running this way. There's still anticipated to be two goblins
at the gate.
Okay. They're not even. Don't even anticipate. There are.
Okay, so
we just haven't seen it yet. So I'm assuming. I'll go ahead. I'm going to start using orc tokens because I'm running out of goblin tokens.
Take these two that are way back here.
No, keep them. They're there.
Oh, I mean, there's something.
Is this the gate goblins? No, those are just coming out of like huts.
I'm gonna bowl over those goblins. We're just gonna run right through them.
There you go.
Be able to two combined.
Now remember, the gate is not like a swinging open. You have to like physically. You have to pick up a big wooden thing.
You know, like when it's
stuck in the mud and then move it.
You know, like when a SWAT guy like goes over like a fence or something. He like one guy throws himself into the fence so everybody else can run over. Uh-huh. Do that kind of thing. I was like, oh, bowl it over.
Good luck.
Assuming he doesn't have spikes.
The way this game works is you just gonna bounce off of it.
We'll sacrifice see. Yourself for the team.
Yeah, I'll throw the girl. That's why that's where they carry all that disease packets and stuff. Well, anthrax.
So it's Manfred and Ella's turn.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait over by the staircase for you guys to come up, and I'll just help the girl over when she gets there.
Okay.
The stairs?
The ladder, I think you meant.
Well, they're going, away from
that. Yeah, we're not going.
He hasn't even started doing that yet, so.
What's, okay.
Right now, he is over here by the pen, right, where it says Humi prisoners.
And they're heading to the gate.
He hasn't started. It looks like he's kind of got it. He's looking there.
Okay,
so
I don't know what you're going to do next. Yeah. I mean, I don't feel compelled to shoot anything because nothing's really happening up where we are. So I'm just gonna continue to chill with Manfred.
Manfred gets up and starts walking away.
Yeah, I'm just going to follow you wherever you go.
Okay, so you guys are escaping.
Yes, I'm going to leave.
So you guys are leaving out away from the
Yes, I'm going premise. This way.
Okay. All right, you spent a couple actions.
We have the girl, they have the chest. Bargain.
You're right now, you're technically in between the little spikes moving out.
That's fine with me.
Weaving your way through. Wanted to shoot you, you'd be a really good target, but you look around, all the goblins are looking down, the ones goblins from that tower are like, what?
It would be awesome if someone had some sort of distracting magic they could cast here.
That sure would have been nice. Too bad it's a long way away.
And someone could put like a big shadow around stuff.
Yeah, like that one time. I missed that wizard. He was cool.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll make it home.
You know, that wizard
he helped me kill someone.
That wizard probably would be dead.
So, Ellie, you're following him? Like...
Well, I'm trying to decide because I'm getting a really, discouraging feeling of if I want to follow him because he hasn't been very nice to me, and so I just feel a little lonely. But, so I'm trying...
Ella needs a man.
No, Ella just needs somebody who's not mean to her. But I really need to get that treasure chest. So yeah, I'm gonna follow him.
I think you should. Well, if you don't act on it, I think you should take a stress because this plays into your hatred.
My hatred.
Yes.
What's that again?
It's a weak-willed, spineless people.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, you're so right. Okay, I have to follow him then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you're pretty weak.
Well, I'm not saying he's anything about his will, but it appears this way, obviously.
She definitely feels that he is because he's just like leaving the battle, leaving everybody behind.
Feel what you want to feel. I don't care what you think.
But I will follow.
All right.
She's super impressed.
That's that top of the new round. Okay.
I might be dead.
Conrad will continue with his plan and is going to, at full speed.
There's one added to this group, but they're still right now.
Conrad's kind of making full speed for the North Gate.
Actually, I'm going to use the... Okay, full speed. So that's, it's going to be... She's just kind of auto-follow. So it's going to be two maneuvers to get in the same kind of zone as that.
And sword is drawn once again.
Okay. Are you coming at them hostile? Okay, so
I'm coming at them sword drawn, and I'm going to gauge their readiness. But I'm coming out like... I'm like a freight train coming out right now. So if they're going to get out of my way, I'm like, I'm ready just to keep going. But if they are putting up a defensive position, I'm going to engage one of them.
Okay. Well, right now, to get to where you are, it's two maneuvers. So you can use your action.
Okay. I mean, I can at least gauge their readiness, though, at this point.
Once you get there, yeah, you can. There, it looks like if you pressure them, they're gonna fight you. Right now, they're kind of tended, but like you're coming, they're starting to go like, we should start.
They should reach for weapons.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yes, reach for weapons. Question mark. They want you know.
I want to. Can I start like just screaming as I go?
Oh yeah.
Lars has like invigorated me into this like battle lust, and I just want to like.
I call it the ba.
So I'm invigorated by the ba.
That's where you guys get drunk.
I'm trying to kind of like scream my way through.
You've redeemed yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
I mean, I'm not there yet, but I will continue to scream my way through. Next
you can
turn.
Spend a fortune and be engaged with them, and not do anything.
Only if they're going to get out of the way.
No.
All right. That's it.
All right. Okay, so goblins go.
Don't we have two, or is it me, then goblin?
No, it goes one, okay, then them, two, then them, two. Right. End of the round. Okay, so the goblins go. These guys... Oh, no, you're screaming.
The other direction.
As
far as they're no, I'm running away.
The sound is unidirectional. It is multidirectional.
Oh, we're top of the round again.
Okay, these guys...
I was doing it like...
I screaming this way only. All
right, this guy goes and engages you, and he attacks.
It's so not happening.
This isn't happening. What's your defense?
I'm going to do an improved dodge.
Okay.
Which adds a purple die to your roll. My defense, which is on here somewhere, is a zero.
She does not count as outnumbered.
That's fine.
She is not a combatant. She doesn't look like a combatant. She's not scary like a combatant.
And she's running behind you, right?
Yeah.
So even if you dodge, doesn't mean she necessarily.
Oh, well, they're not attacking her. They're attacking the big guy with the sword who's screaming at them. Not the one who blends in with the mud.
It's cool, girl. Okay. I got this. I think it's some slick thing to say, but it's just not happening.
All right, what's your defense?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. All right, that's it.
Oh, but I can do other things too. Actually, can I do like a regular, something more like my basic?
Yeah.
So I can. The one I can't do is parry, right? Or is that?
No, you can parry. You can't block.
Block. Okay, yeah. So I'll do a parry too, which adds one block.
Okay. You're gonna use all these. Go ahead. Drop those. Drop the recharge tokens on them.
Oh, they'll be dropped.
And continue to look at the other goblin who hasn't attacked you as you put them down.
You know,
them.
I'm planning on taking one and dodging the other.
Okay.
I can't dodge them both. I know that.
What's improved dodge give you if you're successful?
A purple die instead of a black die.
No, but there's something on there if like if it is successful. And
let's find out.
That's the only one I don't have.
If it misses, I can perform a maneuver, and it replaces.
So that's if it misses. If it's successful, I get a free maneuver.
All right. This is going to hit. There's a delay, so I'm going to knock their initiative down for the future. I don't have... Let's see. I'm going to take a quick gander there. It's not on there. He's going to hit you for a whopping 7 damage.
Mitigated by 6.
All right. So, luckily not too bad. And you're able to... You know, he comes at you, and you're able to kind of kick him back and kind of get like a glancing blow on him for 2 wounds for the 2 Chaos Stars I rolled.
Yeah, I am.
So, boom, boom. All right, so that's one guy. Other guy engages and attacks. Same thing, except without all the
somebody
bad dice.
Really protector.
All right, same hit. So
shoot me now.
Not you.
He goes in as you know, you push the other guy back and hit him, and he comes over and overwhelms you a little bit, and he takes some more damage.
And vicariously living through the past that I wanted to live.
All right. These guys snap out of it because the crazy screaming and fighting.
Did I ruin your...
No, it's all right.
I just bought us one turn.
It's all right.
And ruined it. Sorry.
These two go over this way, and these guys engage you. And then I'm just going to do all the movement once, and then... And then, let's see, these guys have...
Who does?
It's gotta be the head cutting off.
Okay, here's how it plays. These guys start running, and they catch up. They get into the engagement. They burn their action. So these guys can't act, these three.
Okay.
But these two can, because they all have the extra actions, yeah.
So they're all engaged, but two can act.
Yes. So one of them attacks Lars.
Improved block.
If you win, if you succeed, that would be more interesting.
Improved block, okay.
I hear plotting.
I
hear plotting.
Two people are plotting.
Anything else?
Nothing.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, that could be good.
That's a hit for 7 damage and a delay. So
I soak 7. So
soak is 7.
You take one.
So
I take one.
Take the freebie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You always take one.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm.
And the second one. Totally missed. That was 4 challenge and 2 successes. Okay.
That's kind of critical.
So these guys, so there's a big mass there. These two, one maneuver, and then two maneuvers, they in turn get up the top. So you're gone, right? You're like,
yeah.
Or you know, you're at the thing. So
they're at the edge of the spikes, I think.
Yeah, no, well, he's through the spike. Oh, you followed her. So you guys are going through the spikes. At the end of this turn, you'll be out of them, and those guys
just
maybe follow, maybe won't.
Meanwhile, I'm super conflicted because I feel like I should be helping them, but instead I'm like following him, and I'm really irritated with you right now.
That's a shame.
Yeah, you should take a stress because you're kind of putting yourself in the position of, you know, doing something that you hate when people do. So.
Even though my motives are pure.
Lars, Ragnar, and I should be cursing Ella and Manfred down here because, as far as we're concerned, you guys left us.
Mm-hmm. No, my
well, you don't know. No, you're on the other end of the
thing. I'm attempting to have everyone escape.
To add to her like angst, you know, she thinks that we feel that she's
us. Yeah, no, totally, I do feel that way.
The great part is at the end of all this, when you guys are all dead and they're alive, then he's like, see.
I can kind of see the writing on the wall, so.
Him and Helga need to meet.
We need to.
Yeah, right. Totally.
This is not Manfred's first rodeo.
You don't live as long as Manfred has without knowing it's time to go.
They're both just like,
yeah, exactly. We're totally out for themselves.
While he's working on the gate, we
should
find out.
You should get Michael to use
Helga as an NPC.
Hey, out of curiosity, the guy with the sensor?
Mm-hmm.
Is he around or?
He's waking up now that there's this whole thing, and he's getting up.
But is he like over there? By
He's over this direction. He's closer to he's like medium range away from these guys.
Okay,
over the spiders.
I have another plan.
Go over the spider. Okay.
How many purple dice do you need on the roll?
I'm gonna ride up to the spider.
You can see that the kind of lattice, you know, work of wood that holds the spiders out is a lot better construction than the pens.
If yours is
noted,
and it looks like it's been broken a couple of times, so it's obviously, you know, it's the reason that they're held in now is because they screwed up, you know. Now we can hold them.
Okay,
so
it wouldn't be easy to break it.
It'd be hard to break it. That doesn't mean it's impossible. It'll be more difficult than getting.
I don't have enough time. Is a problem.
You might be able to do it in one big hit. It's just like a lot of, you know.
Well, I was going to use the other goblin and just break through it with him.
Hey.
And fall into the pit of spiders covered in that dust.
Alright, so basically everyone gets to go.
I just want that.
Everyone else gets to go.
I've already gone.
Everyone else gets to go, so.
Ragnar?
I'm just following behind him, so I want to see what he's doing before I go. I mean, I haven't a good idea of what I want to do, but.
Now it's like this.
Well, Lars and Ragnar haven't gone either.
Yeah, we haven't gone yet.
We need to go this way.
Should I attack and then run or just run?
But do I know?
You said they're engaged with us now, right?
So it's one.
Yeah, there are. Normally you wouldn't be able to get this many people in an engagement, but you've got they're all goblins. So you got 5 goblins, the two of you, Lars and Ragnar, and Grimpa.
We could probably take all these guys down. It's just after that, there's another wave and another wave.
So you want me to attack them and then run, or just run?
Well, what do you think? Just do it now.
Well, if I run, I can use two maneuvers.
You've killed a total of 6 goblins.
That's it?
We need to get out of here.
That is it.
Go, go.
Plus an orc and a few other things.
Plus an orcs.
I
plus
yell,
an orc.
Take Grimpy, get out of here!
Oh, poor Lars. Is he going down?
No. He just wants to be dramatic.
Yeah, but he's done this so many times now, at some point it's not going to work.
Right.
Drama queen!
Oh, he's doing that again. I'll just...
You really stole my thunder.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be dramatic as you run away.
Run quickly and engage the goblin that attacked me from behind. Because this guy got thrown back behind me, actually, so he's on this side of the engagement.
Oh, just so you guys know, I forgot to mention this. The goblin, I just moved the tracker. The goblins, after that movement, seems like they've kind of...
The wall went down?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can visibly see it in their faces and the way they move and they... They're now more, sane
as our baw increased, their wa decreased.
Like this epic struggle, baw versus wa.
It's like two laser bolts going at each other.
So are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to use two maneuvers.
Okay.
So that puts me in what, close range now?
That puts you in close range with them.
I want to take the fatigue.
All right. So
he's engaging the one that
you're engaged
behind me.
So, but that's one fatigue if you use your action to get there. If you want to actually act,
one more fatigue.
I'll take the fatigue.
All right, so you're
I'm taking the fatigue to get there, right? Because it was
It's two.
Yeah, it was two maneuvers to get there.
Just to get in close range.
Yeah, and then one to engage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take another one.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're,
I'm just gonna.
Just so you know, there's two here, there's two there. So you're,
yeah, I know.
Okay,
that's right. I forgot.
That's all I'm getting right now. All right. I'm there. I'm there for moral support.
I feel it, man.
Grimpa's there for bonuses.
I'm gonna take one down.
You know, and the sight of a dwarf.
I'm sorry. There is actually one thing. You were engaged with them. There's one maneuver to disengage. So.
Okay.
So you can either burn a fatigue, or you're not engaged.
I can survive another round if you want. I mean, I'm not worried about getting killed right now. The goblins don't seem quite powerful enough to take heavy hits on me.
Can I use an obedience to make Grimpa, like, run
sure.
the extra one?
Sure.
And I'll stay in close.
Okay.
Cool.
See, Grandpa cares about you.
I love Grimpa. He's a good dog.
Using up his obedience. All
right.
Him and I have been
straight up melee strike on one of these guys.
Just go and lend support for you.
I got black for my over fatigue.
Good boy. One purple.
You can throw him a treat as you're fighting.
Take a white die because they're still kind of scared of you.
Grimpa. Oh wow! That's some fatigue.
Yeah, you only get one though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still, you're over on lots of stuff.
Pass out.
Aw.
Don't be doing that, man.
Chuck.
Right, pull the Otis, pushing him in the leg.
Oh jeez. Walking Dead.
It's 14 damage and a crit.
Oh man.
And I take a fatigue.
14 damage and a crit.
Wow.
Okay. And the crit is...
these? Oh, yeah, they turn over.
He's dead.
Why are you killing
him? I look at it, just apply it. Okay, boom, dead.
Here, you can use this guy for something else.
Yeah, here, I'll just replace him.
With one of the other many goblins that are on the way over.
Okay.
In the background.
Oh.
And then I'll disengage.
This is my pit fighter. And his death counts.
I back up.
Now
I'll face
that
him still.
Character. He's the one who's like, oh, I killed 5 people today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you keeping track of how many we've slain?
Yes. Because I do have a count of how many are in the...
Right.
To 7 now? Mm-hmm. 7?
You guys are up to 7.
Yeah.
Let me just
25 to
almost a third of
the... In fact, let me zip over, I think, what's a P?
You say 25 or 20?
There we go.
25.
He said between 20 and 30.
Okay, so that's everybody but Manfred and Ella.
That is everyone but Manfred and Ella. If you guys spend your turns moving out of the
into the forest.
All right, you're in the forest.
I've been trailing him and just shouting at him from behind,
hey.
Like guilt comments, like, "Hey, how could you leave them behind?" I mean, I sincerely mean them. I'm just like, I don't understand how you're just leaving, and then
you're wasting your breath. He's done this all the time.
I want to use my I thought we were friends card.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
So I'm not really.
All right. What is the effect on success?
With one hammer.
You like.
I think it's you influence the target.
When did you think we were friends?
In like the one day that we know each other.
So target must be next to you and able to see or hear you. You try and befriend the target and effectively get them to do what you want them to do.
Okay, what do you want them to do?
I just want him to stop and because I want to rejoin the group. So I want him to stop and essentially wait for everybody else with me. No, he can carry the chest. I don't need the chest.
All right. I'll say if just make sure you're cool with this. If she succeeds, then you stop. You don't necessarily go back in.
It's fellowship versus intelligence.
Yeah. So you know she can. I think she can get you to just hold out for a moment. Since you're not currently in danger.
She can try it. Go for it. I'll let her try it.
So do you make an intelligence roll? And
No. She rolls against fellowship versus intelligence.
What's your intelligence?
4.
I'm going to add two misfortune dice because there are two goblins that just crawled up the ladder.
Okay.
On the other end over there.
Okay.
So his intelligence is 1 higher than her fellowship.
Okay, so it's a hard check.
This is gonna be awesome if it works, though.
And if you want, you can apply Soul Survivor to it if you want.
Yes, I would like.
Okay, then that's a black die because it plays into a distinction of his. Okay.
I'm trying to clear the. There's so much. Stuff.
And then here's even more. There's 2 white dice you can go because it plays against your hatred, so you can really unload into them.
Yeah.
And you have fortune if you want.
Yes.
And fortune. You have fortune.
That's some fortune in that.
Throw in some fortune into that.
What?
Okay. I want to see this go down.
This is happening.
No! There's so many swords.
Oops, that was a hammer.
Yeah.
Still is. Actually, you might be okay.
No.
No. I don't think so.
No. That's a shame.
That's a lot. And a chaos star.
So do you laugh as she says that?
As you're saying it, you trip and fall.
Friends!
Well, all right, both of you take a stress from that whole thing.
Oh!
That hurts more.
It was a small victory.
But you're still following him.
Yeah, I'm still going after him, shouting just the horrible, you're an awful person, how can you do this?
You suck, why are you doing this to me?
You're a wizard, you're supposed to be valiant and good.
And he's looking
at you. Where did you hear that?
People say the weirdest things about wizards.
I'm from the border princes, so,
Okay, top of the round. All right, the way it is now, because of all the delays and the goblins being kind of clever and careful, they've been it's 3 people go, then they go.
Well, I will hack into the one that has been that wounded me first, mm-hmm. who has suffered a few wounds. I'll lay waste to his face.
All right.
Actually, this is recharged now, so
that's like your crowd.
I'm gonna do a nimble. I'm gonna do another. Should I go for?
I don't think that's recharged yet because you just had it last round. It was in between last action and this one. You ran in and hit
him. Recharge at the end of this turn then.
Yeah. No. They have 2.
Following turn. Yep.
So you still have
one. I will do an acrobatic strike against him.
Okay.
Okay.
So that'll be, and I'm 2 and reckless.
Let the dice decide how.
That lets me use my
that way I can sleep at night.
Agility if I want.
Are you putting down on the half grip?
I haven't decided yet. I'm going to see what my pool looks like first. Any benefits or detriments going on here?
Yeah, Grandpa's with.
What does that do? One white?
One white.
Anything else? Their wall has sizzled. Our ball has gone insane. It's just the straight up. I think I'm okay with the damage we're going to do here.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm not 1-on-1 anymore, so my traditional champion ability doesn't...
They don't have any defense, so, yeah.
Succeed, fatigue myself, and 1 boon.
Alright.
So that means I hit for normal damage, but can use my agility to determine it. Otherwise, my grave robber ability allows me to recover a stress, so I'll use that.
Awesome.
And you
already got the fatigue, right?
Actually, I haven't put the fatigue on, so let me do that.
There you go.
Okay, and then I do 10 damage to him.
10? It's all based off your agility, not your strength, right?
Make that 11 damage.
There you go. All right. 11 damage. 4 and 7, and he is toast.
How dost you like my Zweihander?
And that's 4 recharge tokens on that.
And then you have 1 on each of... we'll have 2 on each, and then at the end you get rid of...
Does this thing have recharge tokens?
It's only if you're successful.
Specialization, is that only if I'm successful.
White.
Mm. Yeah, if you fail, then you don't have it.
Oh, I've been forgetting that the whole time.
Yeah,
who's
I,
next?
I forgot about that the entire time.
About what?
Specialization.
Specialization.
Oh, yeah.
I was specialized in weapons.
I moved you up already.
I
was specialized in ropes and chain work. I probably could have unbound that door a little better. Instead of just chopping.
But that's if you actually did it with your hands, yeah.
I didn't. I was caught in the moment.
Yeah. Why should I use coordination? It's only a better ability for me.
I'm even trained in coordination.
Yeah. This is stats higher, you're trained.
That's what I do. I'm so conflicted with what I'm trying to become that I'm forgetting what I was.
My middle fingers.
What's
you can work on this door.
Zero.
So yeah, I will purple, stop, purple. Compose myself, and open.
Don't forget your grudge.
Yeah. Got my grudge, got Grandpa. I'm calling him my bounty.
All right.
Killing him.
Bounty?
With the melee strike.
The quicker picker-upper.
Boom.
It's a boom. Cancels that out, so two successes. So I just hit for 8.
8?
Pierce 1.
Okay. Okay, you smash into him, his armor kind of, you know, his little leather rags kind of, like, tear apart a little bit, and he staggers back. Alright. That's 1, 2... One more. Okay. It's going to be 1 to disengage.
I disengaged a while ago, so that was my... My maneuver previously.
Okay. So it's 1, 2 to get
one,
close range.
2, and then yeah, that's it.
You can spend a fatigue to go.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm moving one down.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe this 3 into reckless isn't so good.
I'm wearing myself out.
All right.
I'm afraid to even assess the situation for getting more.
It's so much more fun.
It's so much more fun.
All right, each of you guys, since you're screaming, roll a...
couldn't resist.
Ella and Manfred, roll a misfortune die. Each.
You didn't get this
one. Oh. Tell me if you get a bane.
I got a blank.
Okay. All right. These guys seem to lose interest in you, but they kind of like... They're fiddling around. They climb up, and they're kind of like, I don't want to go between the spikes, and then... actually say that. No, spike, no! And then they give up. So that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to head back this way. These guys...
Oh, you can be the chief.
1, 2, and they're in close range with you guys here.
I'm the chief over you now.
No.
We start a new class.
So there's technically 3 engagements. There's the one with the one goblin. There's another one of the mass of them coming your way, and then in between is Lars going to open it towards the door.
Slowly being careful now.
Yes.
So where in the gully are they at this point?
They're kind of over. They're over at the gate here.
For my maneuver,
the north gate.
The gate's like my last turn.
And where are we? Where are me?
You guys, they're there, and you guys are off like over here now.
Oh, jeez, no.
They were fighting like over here, and
you
then they were
in
1-2.
Meet up with the dead horse.
I never used a maneuver in my last round because my goal is to disengage and keep heading out.
Okay.
Or I'm gonna. Well, actually, we're in front of the gate still, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to.
Okay. I'm gonna engage in the gate.
Okay. Well, you disengage and get towards the gate. So you're next to the gate. Okay. Leaving Ragnar alone with the goblin. Okay.
Yes. That's fine.
I'm
coming up behind him.
I'm fine. No one's attacked me yet.
Okay. So this goblin then goes.
I keep putting myself
and attacks
where they attack me and they don't attack me.
It's not a bad thing.
He's attacking me.
I want to use my riposte.
All right. What? He's attacking me. What is he doing? What are you doing?
What is it? Parry? Yeah, parry.
Parry? A normal parry? Two black dice?
Yeah,
you're
two black dice.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. He screams out at you as he does so and hits. He just takes some.
You wanted to be hit, huh?
I'll take it.
He just takes a little fatigue. You can
I'll do it for my friends.
Would you rather disengage or would you rather you take fatigue?
Disengage.
Okay, cool. So
I don't like fatigue.
No, him take fatigue.
Oh, me.
So yeah, it's in your favor. Okay, but he does hit you for 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 damage.
Take 3.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Yes. I'm saving my friends.
Let's go.
I'm okay, guys. Don't worry.
Oh wait, I forgot to. I forgot to include Grimpa. No, no. Okay.
I make it look extra like painful for Conrad. Let him know. I took one for the team.
All right, so you guys are you guys heading out? Manfred, are you just heading out before?
I'm gonna kind of work my way so I can see this area, but I'm just gonna go to the edge of the forest.
Yeah, okay.
Like we're all three of us now. Like, really
at this point, if I wanted to head back towards the rest of the group, like how much effort would that take me?
All right, which direction do you want to go? You guys are like off over here now.
The safest direction possible.
All right, you probably don't want to go back the way you came, so assuming you're running, do you want to spend any fatigue or no?
Like just being tired, yeah.
Let's say there's four maneuvers in there. You can get to the gate with you have two maneuvers, like a maneuver, and then you can change your action to maneuver.
Uh-huh.
So there's two more. You can take two fatigue and get there this round.
Okay.
Or you can break it up over two rounds and just spend no fatigue.
I'll take the fatigue and just get back. Because I feel guilty that I even left them to begin with. And I can see that this wizard is a lost cause.
Okay.
So I want to rejoin.
You'd be on the outside of the gate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you take two fatigue. Don't forget you have these. So now you're...
I'll wait for you.
You have two there. So now you're at four.
Oh, I have...
Total.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're getting really tired.
So,
but you're there.
There's a stress on the bottom, and then
okay. So four total.
No. Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna kind of move this whole thing up. These guys are up on
and
the
what
thing.
What does this have to?
So if these, if the total number of fatigue, so they have the two from here on the party sheet.
Plus these
group
two.
Here,
if
group
they
exceed
here.
Any of these values,
yeah,
you'll now take a number of black dice
for each
equal
of
to the difference.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
One currently.
Okay,
for
so
any
I'm
test.
Pretty tired.
All right, and then she's over there, and we're just gonna.
I'm not even using group.
We're there. Leaving you alone in the forest with the spiders. I hope you're happy.
I'll be all right.
Do you make sure and let him know that as you leave?
That's what you think.
That might
be
helpful.
Hope you don't find any spiders.
Yeah, as I run away, I shout back, I hope you make it past all the spiders in the forest.
That was your most effective thing, and you left it alone.
All right, but you are jumping back into the fray because of your hatred, so I'm going to... it's putting you in a bad situation, so I'm going to add one to the pool, and that refreshes it. So everyone who spent one,
yeah,
is that everyone?
Yeah.
Gets one back.
Manfred comes back from the forest all crazy.
Yeah.
One stays. I haven't used any.
Oh, you haven't? Oh.
I've definitely used some.
Yeah, thank you.
We haven't been able to use the brash young fools because you guys haven't been brash enough. You would have gotten a free... It starts with a freebie in there.
Oh.
But he didn't take it, so that was that.
I used it earlier.
Well, so we get them back because I rejoined and that...
I added one to the pool. When the pool equals one per every player,
oh, okay.
Then you give one to every player.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really screwing you guys over now.
What? It wouldn't be the first time.
All right.
You guys look at
new round.
I don't hold it against you.
New round. Everyone goes, then the goblins go because of the delays.
Take the guy down. Ella, do you and I want to coordinate our efforts to open the gate?
Sure.
Because if you don't,
yeah, Ella and I are both going to work. Ella and Conrad are both going to work together to find out a calm and collected way to open the gate. Okay, easy way to open the gate. You pick it up and you move it.
We do so.
Okay.
Calmly and effectively.
With both of you doing it, I'm not going to make a roll.
Okay.
It, although you're kind of at an odd space because it's not, there's like nothing to hold on to on the other side.
Oh, okay.
But you can kind of still help him out.
Okay.
She points out the obvious logical way to do it, and I make it happen.
That's and then helpful. And then the young lady with you also helps.
Okay.
So between the two of you, you guys are able to...
can I ask her... I'm going to ask her if she can... if she's capable of holding a weapon.
She's not in a state that she was going to talk about anything. She's just kind of like... You can just look at her and she's got this very... Kind of shaking. She's like, weapon? I don't know. You know,
I was going to offer her a sword that I have, but I if she doesn't look like she's going to handle it, I will continue.
You realize the minute she stops... And starts considering things, then things are, it's not going to be so good.
Right. I wanted to just, like, make eye contact with her to, like, try to calm her down with my, like, calming spirit. Be like, are you okay? Like, you
smell.
Know.
Smell nice.
Smell my hair.
Yeah, that's more for if somebody's doing something rash. I just kind of, like, with myself want to calm her down a little bit.
Okay, she seems really high strung. She's not...
We gotta get her out of this scenario.
Yeah, she's in a bad place right now, so. Right. She's, luckily, the bad place she's in involves getting out.
Okay.
You know? But you feel that if things kind of turn, she might just bolt, because she's just freaking out.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna now that we're near the edge of the complex,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna grab her by her wrist firmly, but not like in a aggressive way. But
yeah.
You know, I'm gonna be, you know, dragging
okay.
her, helping pull her out of this scenario. More in a method to keep her close and under control.
Okay.
And make sure that she stays.
All right. So your actions to do that, you can start moving out.
Yeah.
So you're out with her now.
Yeah.
When you grab her arm, she almost instinctively pulls, but then she stops and realizes and just goes.
That's
cool.
All right. So these guys are out the door.
Do it. Kill them.
Oh, okay. Melee strike the guy again. If I remember right, it's 4 white dice. Couple dice. And this. And sure, I will throw a fortune in that. Two successes and two boons. So hits him again for 8, pierce 2.
8, pierce 2?
Yeah.
Alright, he's toast.
And I can recover fatigue.
That's good.
I don't like fatigue. And I guess I'll maneuver now.
Okay, yeah, you're not in an engagement.
Yeah, I'll move up closer. To the door.
Yeah, this is this is like a, you know.
Yeah.
Medium. Yeah. So you're gonna move through the door then, and you're with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leaving Lars.
Lars, come with us.
I'm coming. Oh, Ella.
I give
you a big
Lars.
I give you a big smile and turn around and look at the goblins.
You notice that Lars is covered.
That
in
makes
blood.
Me feel a lot better, actually. Can I recover a stress?
I'll give you that. I've been throwing it fairly loosely, so.
And Lars a smile.
All right. Here's the thing. You guys, are just gonna bolt from here, or are you gonna try and make a stand, or?
I want to attempt to shut this gate and jam it shut.
Is there any need to?
Yeah, to kill them.
I say, leave it. Let's go.
We can just run, I guess.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, okay. If you want to do that, let's see. It's one. Yeah, you basically one maneuver and then an action to try and do that.
My attempt is to delay him, so
yeah,
better chance of escape.
Your sword says kill them.
Yeah, you would take a stress if you did it.
Yep.
You take a stress one way or the other, actually.
Yeah.
I'm trying to encourage Lars to leave it and let's go.
Okay. So I would like everybody to make an athletics check.
Sweet. That we can do.
All right. It's going to be
strength.
Average.
Are we still in stance?
Yeah, I'll give you still in stance. It's going to be average.
I don't want to.
And then it's going to be 2 black dice because you guys are running through a forest in the dark. Actually, it's going to be 3 black dice because it's 2 for the dark and then 1 for the forest.
So I only need 2 because I'm not.
Yes, you can ignore. You can ignore 2 of that.
You need more?
So it's 3 black. You don't need to because you're going in a different direction.
Okay.
You can totally see where they're going though because they're making a commotion.
Okay.
Wow.
Did any of that succeed? No, I
get that
failed about
back
as bad
again.
As you can.
Yeah,
four cross swords and 3 bands. I think I fell and died.
And it was 2 difficulty, right?
1 success and 2 bands.
Not now.
Two
and then
come
I
so
take
far.
1 for the...
All right, just everyone keep...
Because they exceed my...
Everyone
so
remember
you
what you got.
Black dice for the excess.
I'm going to kind of... I'm going to kind of take it out of combat and I'm just...
Did you say 2 or 3 black dice for the...
3 black dice.
For the environment.
There's 2... There's 2 for visibility. And there's 1 because it's a crazy, naughty forest that,
okay.
You know, doesn't... It doesn't really conform. Part of it's the difficulty also is part of that. It would be easy, but this is a really nasty forest.
Oh, I have 1 more black dice.
Oh, yeah. So.
My hardcore failed that with a chaos star.
We all failed together.
You run into a tree.
I mean, I, like, trip on my feet and hurt myself.
So wait, you're at...
Yeah, so there's
I'm making sure I leave no one behind.
I'm just watching you guys stumble.
Alright, did anyone get 3 successes? Or a success and a...
I got 3 boons.
You got 3 boons.
Success.
I got 2 boons and a success. That count for anything?
Alright, I'll let you carry someone for 2 boons. Basically,
you
have to keep them going for
I got
2 boons.
Thank you.
One person. So if you guys
got
both got...
One hand.
I only have 1 hand.
All right.
I just kind of guide you with my hand.
Okay, somebody roll me 4 fortune dice.
What about those who did not
What I'm saying is if you it with two boons, you can help someone else.
I'll roll two.
Who didn't succeed. Okay. Basically, they're keeping you going.
What about the rest of us?
I think you rolled the other one.
I did both of them. Lars kind of helps you out, or Lars helps her out because they're friends, and then you help.
You and I, we got it. We got it.
Rolled a four. One success, one boom.
Okay.
I'm like pulling along. Come on, just like the.
All right.
I'm tired. I can't go any further.
Come on, man. Suck it up.
All right. As you guys are going, two of the goblins kind of get like kind of tired, bored, and they kind of we haven't caught them. So there's still two going.
They have angst.
All right. Roll again.
For what?
There's still two goblins coming after you. That's basically.
Oh, we're still running.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So basically, you got to keep surviving as long as they stay interested and focused.
Can I go back and fight one of the goblins?
If he's helping me, do I get something?
That's my little partner. And then
is he continually taking stress for this? Because he's supposed to be fighting them too.
That's three black
guys. He must be going crazy by now.
Yeah,
three
black.
If he's helping me, do I get anything?
Well, no, he helped you. Basically,
in that one.
Yeah.
I'm just like, come on, we can take them.
You stumbled, he kind of grabbed you and pulled you up, and so you're able to. To keep going.
I am failing.
Do we know there's only
right.
two behind us now?
You can tell that there's fewer behind you. But this turn you're running and you can.
Okay. Ella and I both failed again.
Oh.
Ella rolled another chaos star too.
Did she? Take a fatigue for the first one.
Oh no.
Actually, take fatigue for both.
Oh god, I'm really tired now.
What are you up to total?
Lars, you're gonna have to carry.
She's at six.
Six. So one more and you're unconscious. Yeah, you keep fumbling. You keep catching your feet on like rocks and undergrowth. Yeah.
I'm gonna need some of my own potions tonight.
Uh-oh. I think 70 passes an hour would be fantastic.
He's gonna have to like swing me over his shoulder.
Yeah. I saw someone in the game. I was a guy passed out attacking a guy and killing him. It was the last guy to kill him. Chop dead.
Oh.
Fall over.
This is a good place to sleep.
Yes.
I'm out.
I feel dizzy, guys.
Then I ran over. I think I kicked him. And I said, "Get up!
I need to
wake up! Come on!"
What we got?
Who succeeded?
I
failed.
We're all so tired.
We all failed.
I rolled five.
I got a chaos star and a boom or bane.
That's a fatigue. Bang. Yeah, the chaos star.
That's a fatigue.
I did get it.
Fatigue,
this
oh no.
How are you doing on fatigue, Lars? You're looking pretty rough, too. You've got seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that pass you out or anything yet?
No, at eight, I'm at my top
one. Oh, okay. Heaven forbid you do anything with an agility, because you're going to have to take
four.
You're taking four black dice to your agility rolls.
Alright, I'm winded.
Alright. I'm just going to do the fast version just because this is kind of. I want this to wind down a little bit.
I want to do one more roll and watch all of us like.
Oh,
pass out on
the. We're turning around. We're going to just kill the goblins. Yeah, we're like, okay. We're making a stand.
Alright, that's. Okay, so let's see. There's two guys. Somebody roll those two. Because you guys aren't going to. There's not going to be a problem dispatching two goblins.
Right.
So I'm just going to. Somebody's going to take three wounds.
I'll take them.
Because you guys got nothing.
I'll take
the boon.
Right,
the boon's going to count for three wounds. A success would have been one. Someone takes it.
I'll take it.
All right. In dispatching the two.
I get in the way and you accidentally hit me.
There you go. You guys fight them off. It's not worth playing out turn by turn.
This makes me feel good, being a dwarf.
And eventually you can scroll over at your leisure.
I'll keep my distance from my
enemies.
We went a different direction than
cool
he did.
Down.
Well, no, but he watched it. He's like, oh, okay. Oh, did you? Yeah,
you
could.
Yeah,
do all of you realize that he's not with us?
We're used to it.
Yeah, we... Yeah.
How do you tolerate him? Why does he even
sometimes
get invited?
Sometimes he shoots a bolt and it kills somebody. It's pretty useful.
Every once in a while.
I did exactly what I was supposed to do. I got in there, killed a guy, got the chest, got up. You guys ran in there.
Every once in a while.
Like, okay.
I've seen me making excuses for him.
There's 25 goblins down there.
Look,
go ahead.
Open your eyes, Tor.
I'm like, he is who he is.
You're way too accepting, Lars.
He's kind of lovable at times.
Yeah.
You know, there's a rumor
he's a jerk,
that people that stay with me die.
Every once in a while, let's grab somebody with a shadow thing.
All right, so you guys are in the forest. You have this girl who's now... Start everything calms down and you guys start collecting. She starts kind of withdrawing into herself. You notice, and so you can lead her places, but she doesn't make eye contact. She looks down and she's just obviously doesn't want to deal with anything. And you're in the middle of the Shadow Forest at night.
Yeah, we need to lie low until it gets to be daylight.
A little ways away, just not very far away from the
right,
goblin camp.
Maybe go a little farther, but yeah. We'll just get more lost if we try to venture in.
Well, we know we're not being pursued at this point, at least not actively from the most recent.
So what's the worst that could happen in a forest full of spiders and goblins?
There was a patrol you saw go out that you guys didn't run into, luckily.
I mean, do we just keep stumbling in the dark, or do we try and wait it out?
As you guys are deciding here.
With Ella next to him because she's about to pass out.
I'm totally ready to pass out.
This is another thing we're used to in this group.
I will say now, finally, the party tension meter's down to zero.
Well, I think then, seeing them, I hunker down and I do our best to kind of, like, conceal where we're going to try and, like, hide for the night.
Okay.
And do our best to get some sleep.
All right. I'll make a stealth check with that. Just so we
have that I can do. Well, that is a...
I'll stay away from them for the night. I'll sleep by myself.
Okay, so you don't even approach them.
You stay by yourself.
You make your own stealth check then.
Like, if you showed up in the morning, I would not be surprised.
or you can do nature lore, either one.
Difficulty? Grandpa would rather be. Just come back later.
It's going to be average, but add two white dice because it's the Shadow Forest, easy to hide.
I hope a spider eats you.
Oh, and it ate the chest also.
I fail with a boon. Yes,
okay, all right.
I would.
I'll be favored as two.
It's a two?
Yes.
Oh, actually, I get to add a white die for this. I'm going to try that. I might actually succeed.
No. So hopefully nothing's coming after you tonight.
As far as I'm concerned, what I did was great.
Yes.
I just didn't know it didn't work.
Oh, no, you got a boon, so there you know. It was like, this is really lame.
I'll take a boon. I like that. Okay.
I'll suffer one stress to use a jack-of-all-trades and burn two fortune. I'm going to be as stealthily as I possibly...
Do you want to retroactively use any fortune? I'll go ahead.
Use it all! I mean, I have the one that we're near the end of the session. Yeah, go for it as well. That's the one last one. Two boons.
Okay.
This is the end? Then I can just burn it then.
Yeah, we're getting close.
I guess I can hold on to it. I'll take a few more stress then. We're sleeping tonight. There we go.
Mark the stress down.
Oh, right.
Don't forget, you guys don't have bedrolls. You don't have a fire.
Do we get rid of what? Nothing? Nothing during the night? Something?
All right, well, you succeed?
Two successes and a boon.
Okay, cool. All right, you guys are sleeping in a bad place to camp with no fire and no bedrolls, except for you. You have a bedroll.
What do I get?
Let's see, last time it was... Let's see, but you did have a nice place to sleep. Bull. You can choose a fatigue or a stress to get rid of.
Stress.
All right, otherwise, everyone, you can heal one wound. That's it. Everybody can do that.
No stress or fatigue?
No stress or fatigue. It's a very, very troubling night.
Not even from the warmth of camaraderie?
No. Warmth of a fire, yes. Camaraderie? Not hot enough.
No, it feels like...
Plus, we're kind of quite hungry.
Yeah, you guys haven't... Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you
ate
today.
We have today's ration
still. You ate today, so you have to check tomorrow to see if you can eat tomorrow.
I got one left. I might just go back.
You're gonna starve in the forest.
I just go back by myself.
You're not gonna find your way out.
All right, so I'm assuming you know where they're camped.
Yeah.
Right. Oh well, you generally, but they're hidden fairly well now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he camping with us?
No, he's somewhere else. So he never showed up.
We're just assuming he's somewhere.
Lars keeps saying, "Oh, he'll show up tomorrow."
Okay.
He does this all the time. He means well.
I want to take my own healing craft. Can I do that?
Yes, you can. You get a bonus for it.
Do I?
Yeah. You didn't take any wounds though, did you?
No, but I'm crazy fatigued. Would it help with that?
No. Oh. It's only wounds.
Okay, then never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're maintaining your crazy fatigue because we had a horrible night's rest.
Yeah.
But doesn't the warmth of Lars, like, comfort me?
Yeah, he tried that.
Maybe it doesn't comfort him, but it could comfort me.
Being the small spoon in that scenario, you'd think that she'd gain more benefits than he would.
Plus, our friendship has solidified, so I feel a little better.
Well, live before.
I am like a little space eater. A huge space eater.
That might be worth one fatigue, you know?
I'll give you one stress. I'll take that away. Makes you feel the nice warm.
I'll
and the wolf fur is really, yeah.
Yeah. It kind of stinks.
I disregard the smell crusty. And the viscera all over him.
Yeah, that the orc blood that he poured over himself. Yeah.
Just kind
of. In fact, take the stress back.
Proximity to dried orc blood.
Yeah. Yeah, that Lars.
Yeah.
I'm warm for the night.
What is he covering?
These things have consequences, so yeah.
I wrote these down.
Nice.
I wrote them in your.
Oh, I just wrote the number down. That I have.
You know, you hold on to
you
it.
Hold just on. Put
them so in none of them are critical, so you shouldn't need all right.
to worry. Yeah. All right. So I think this is a good place to, unless let's see, when do you plan on getting in the meeting up with him?
Never.
He'll be back tomorrow.
When it's fortuitous for him.
He'll miss us and Grimpy.
I guess I should meet up with him tomorrow.
See, I know you.
Well, then you'd have to be doing all your own scouting and trailblazing and watching all on your own.
I guess I better come back.
See, I think you come back out of friendship. Really, it's because you need us.
What I have to think about if I want to open that chest up tonight,
stop
tomorrow
kidding
morning.
Yourself.
I really want to.
It has to be. It needs to be sealed for. Well, no, it has to be sealed for you also.
It has to be.
No one has to deliver it. Unsealed. No, everyone who has to deliver. Yeah.
But I just wanted to do it.
Oh, just for your own, yeah.
Because I'm kind of curious what's in here.
Does Manfred even know that the chest is supposed to be sealed for them? Is it just kind of like, hey, it's a chest?
No, he's supposed to just do whatever he's supposed to
want the dwarf. Yeah, he's supposed to help me, but he's
just. So I'm just wondering, do you have any reason not to open it?
No, he doesn't.
No.
That's all I'm curious.
Well, it's supposed to come back unopened. Yeah, it's supposed to come back unopened, and he knows that, because I'm done that.
All right, okay, so, as we leave, you guys are getting up for the morning and heading off into the forest, and, we'll start with you guys trekking back home. With the
someone put Lars away?